Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday. I don't like it. I love it. Woo!
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. First Friday of 2019. I was going to say 2018. I don't know about you guys, man, but it takes me a while to stop writing the 8. You know, thankfully, I don't know. I don't write the 8 very often anymore.
It's like, how often do you write? Thing. I write the date.
I did it more like I was in college or like high school. We used to write stuff on papers. We'd be like, scratch out our checks. But who writes checks
my
anymore?
Rent check I was writing to my roommate. I kept writing 2019 in 2018. So now I'm all sorts of confused.
You're writing like 2020 already. Good morning, Brad.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
What's up?
Well, look who decided to show up on time
there
today.
Look at you.
You know what? We never got your reasoning why you were late yesterday. We just cut you off. We're just like, oh yeah, producer Brad late on the first day of our live show, and he lives across the street, and we never got your actual reasoning why you're late.
I was up really late working on that new music sweep we have in the show. It starts at 7:20. It's an hour of commercial-free music, and I had to design it and put it together. And
you mean that music sweep we designed before Christmas?
I just double-checking stuff.
Get out of here,
just
bro.
Just making sure it's all the right colors and all the right fonts were bolded and things were underlined.
7:20 a.m., yes. Kicking off with the Amp Mini Mix and DJ Majestic. From there, you go over an hour of commercial-free right there. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
On social media at 97.1 Amp Radio and on the phones. How does she do it? Social media and phones? Mm. I don't know.
Multitasking.
Just running all over the station.
Don't tell her that it's extremely difficult to do both because she's going to ask for a raise. 877-971 is the number to call or text. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
A lot of people asking us what's going on with your relationship, especially from your trip in the Philippines. Your story's full of beautiful women.
And bottle service.
Your girlfriend back here at home just chilling. Don't tell us now, man. Next week, we got to talk about it.
Hey, just think about it for a while.
Let that simmer.
Just think about that.
That's a long-form tease is what that is.
Oh, yeah. When are we going to talk about that? Next week at some point.
So better tune in all day, every day.
Monday or Tuesday. We'll figure it out. All right, familia. Coming up next in 5 more minutes, we got some more music coming your way. Also, hopefully you have great plans for your weekend. I know we do. And we're about to share them in just a little bit. We got Rockstar coming your way and Breathing with Ariana Grande. Let's go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Hopefully you have a great first weekend of 2019 planned out for yourself. I know a lot of you are like, well, I'm going to the gym because it's the new year.
Definitely.
I went to the gym yesterday. It was way more packed than usual.
Wait. You did? Okay.
Probably because there's people like me going.
Right. It's a herd of people. We thin the herd by February.
No, they have a taco stand inside. That's why I went. No, and it's interesting because you can tell the people that are not going to last because they're the people with like brand new gear. You know, brand new head, sweatband, brand new shorts, brand new tennis shoes, you know, trying to hype themselves up.
And they don't know how to use the machines. Right. You can tell they're like, it's taking them a little too long to use.
I don't think most people know how to use any of the machines. True. I know I don't. But it's the people who wear, for no reason, wear whatever Steph Curry's got. You know what I mean? Like those long yoga stretchy pants for men underneath your shorts.
Yeah,
don't need those, dog. Like, you're not playing 48 minutes.
For
you're
real.
Not even going to make it in here 48 minutes.
Good times, man. Whatever your plans may be, hopefully you have a great time. We're going to get into our weekend plans and expectations, checking on Monday around this time to see how things really went. Really excited, guys. You guys have been hearing the journey of my mom, who last 2 months, really, she was in the hospital for almost 7 weeks. Heart failure, kidney failure, lung failure. She's a walking miracle, man. I'm so inspired by her. But this Sunday is her 76th birthday.
Wow. All right.
That's awesome.
She's back at home, and we're so blessed to have her there. So we're going to celebrate her life. For showing us not to give up on life. So I'm excited about that. And also, I have a good friend of mine. You guys know him, TJ. Mm-hmm. He's a radio show host out in Boston.
Oh, yeah, those pleasant folks who talked to us when the Dodgers lost to the Red Sox.
Yeah, when it was Boston versus Dodgers. Remember him? He's a cool guy. He's one of my best friends. I love the guy. So he actually invited me to do the third option challenge, a social media challenge. It's basically doing a 60-second Instagram video with somebody that doesn't look anything like you and tell them why you love and appreciate them. In hopes of like bringing our country together in regards to like racial division and all this other stuff that's going on. So he's like, yo, man, I want to do this with you. He's like, I'm going to fly out there this weekend.
Jeez.
Just for this, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how passionate
he is.
That's
a hell
about
of a commitment to an Instagram story.
Yeah, right? And he's like, look, I'm okay if you say no. How do I say no? The guy's going to buy a flight.
You're in for sure.
Is he then going to hang out the whole weekend too? Because you're like, all right, 60-second video's up, bud. And then he's like, what are we doing now? And you're like, I got stuff.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, hey, man, it's cool if we just, you know, hang out and crash at your place. No, absolutely. He's more than welcome at the place. So he's going to be hanging out with us. What sucks is, though, he's like, yeah, man, we'll get some nice shots of LA. You know, the beach, the sunshine.
It's gonna rain. Nope. Oh, shoot.
That's too much. That's too much positivity for even Los Angeles. They're like, okay, go settle down. Flying out here for your, you know, racial conquer the racial divide video. We're gonna rain on you.
My mother nature saying too much positivity for 2019. So, anyways, that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend. Brian, what are you getting into, bro?
Why one thing I got to accomplish this weekend? Just one thing, and I think it's gonna be the make or break for my go vegan for 42 days. That is football on Saturday, football on Sunday,
yes.
And none of my friends respect anything I try to do that involves health.
How can you possibly watch football without eating wings, without eating carne asada?
Dip, like cheese dips and
chips
all the dips.
With tapatio and limon on it, bro. How can you watch sports like that?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
That's what I'm going to learn this weekend.
You have to go to like Whole Foods or Erewhon and bring your own selection of food. Like that's the exact same thing, like a dip, like a chip dip, but it's like vegan. So that way you're not tempted to eat the other things.
Put a bunch of rabbit food in a fanny pack and just walk around nibbling on carrots the whole time.
So basically, you're going to be tortured all weekend.
We'll see. Hey, I feel like if I could get through this weekend eating vegan, I've been good for 2 days. I went to the grocery store yesterday and I actually Googled things. Thanks to everyone who hit me up on social media. And they told me what to get because I don't know. You walk in the grocery store and it's all intimidating. You don't know what's in what. And you got to read labels, and I don't really want to read. If I can make it through this weekend, I think I can go the whole time. But that's the test, is being around like nachos and tacos and you know, chicken wings and stuff.
Well, I believe in you, bro. I support you 1,000%.
Thank God there's no animal product in booze. I'll tell you that much.
There you go. I want to be able to do it then. What about you, Chelsea?
So first weekend of the new year, every year I do this. It's time to make a vision board. So me and my girlfriends were getting together. We'll have wine, snacks, and we just kind of set out our goals for the whole year. It's really fun. It's super inspiring.
Can you imagine what Chelsea's vision board is going to look like?
I mean,
can you guys?
I don't know. It's a legitimate question.
Not without offending her.
Hey!
I'm kidding.
Brian, she's not just going to have a cutout of a man.
You know what?
Okay, come on,
Chelsea.
This is independent herself.
Chelsea,
with a foreign passport.
Yeah, she's gonna have different flags of different countries. She's like, I'm gonna knock that one off the list. Knock that one.
I will tell you guys that you know, love is always a thing. I mean, I'm sure you want to find love one day, but it's not like my focus, especially in 2019. Well, so
we saw it in 2018. It definitely wasn't your focus.
FYI, Chelsea loves international men. Just that's why we're saying that. But you know what? It would be interesting too. What do you think that are listening to right now? What do you think Chelsea is going to put up on her vision board? We want you to text us. And then Monday around this time, we'll check in to see if any of you guessed correctly. Mm-hmm. What is going to be on Chelsea Briggs' vision board for 2019? Text us 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS to see how many of you are correct on Monday.
All right.
We're definitely going to find out what people think about you.
Oh my
God. I'm kidding.
You're such a jerk.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, familia. So, gonna be a beautiful day today. 68 degrees and sunny. Tomorrow, not so much. It's gonna be all kinds of rain. Unless you love the rain. This is going to be great
stop
for you.
It. Don't it's be a, those people.
There are some people.
It's Saturday, though. It's an excuse to lay in bed all day and just, like, chill.
Something
relax,
a single person would say.
Yeah. When it's raining, okay, for chill. Parents, they're like, it's a day where I'm in the house just trying not to go crazy entertaining my children.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry
my point.
About that.
No, you know who's stoked? Everybody loves to go up to, like, Big Bear, Mountain High, and
get
so on and so
snow.
Forth.
Get
some
real
good,
snow.
Fresh powder for you. All right. Earlier on the show, we were talking about our weekend plans, and our girl Chelsea is going to be doing a vision board, and we want you to guess what's going to be on that vision board. And then Monday around 6:25 in the morning, we're going to check in to see if any of you matched what she actually put up on there. So let's go to our text line, 877-971-HITS. Brian, what you working with?
We got some early text messages from the 714. Get that bag. All right.
Oh, nice.
Some money.
Okay.
Or a designer bag. Knowing Chelsea.
That bag, that's bag.
What first came to me, I was like, all right, cool.
She's like,
I can
I'm
do
down,
that.
YSL.
From the 661, be more present and in the moment with friends and family.
Oh, I like that.
They're actually thinking about it.
They're like inspiring me right now.
What are they trying to say, though?
That I'm not present? Am I phone too much? Maybe.
Maybe. Well, that's everybody now. That, yeah. You can put that on everyone. 714, Sunday reflections over her week and some sage. Maybe even getting a guru to help her figure out adulthood.
Whoa!
Oh, shoot. I mean, I know I've had some epic adult fails this year, but come on.
You got guru level yet?
Guru level, man.
And then from the 323, make out with Harry Styles and then tell everyone how it was and how he smelled. I imagine it's like a sea breeze in Jamaica.
That is a good goal.
Which probably just smells like weed.
I don't know.
Jason from Burbank 818 says she's going to post a map of Europe to get more European men in her life.
Oh, actually?
And okay. A map of South Korea to become closer to BTS.
They know me so well.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So it is a big week for K-pop band BTS because they just dethroned Drake.
Wow.
It's actually not even BTS as a group, which is pretty crazy. It's just one of their members, Jimin, who on New Year's Eve, he released a solo track called Promise. Here's a little preview of it.
I want you to be a light, baby. You should be a light. Turning the pudgy young kid. Nigga, who's just so weak, yeah. I want you to be a light, baby. You could be a light.
I'm down with that for this rainy weekend.
I saw Brian bobbing his head to it a little bit. Into it.
I was just about to say, like, well, who's featuring on it with him? I don't know. I have no idea what that dude sounds like. I had no idea he sounded like that.
Yeah.
Because you never really hear him singing alone.
So, well, he released that song on New Year's Eve, and he broke the record for the best 24-hour debut on SoundCloud with, get this, 8.5 million streams.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? The previous record, like I said, was held by Drake when he dropped his Pusha T diss track, Duppy Freestyle. But it only had 4.9 million streams in one day.
Even close. He destroyed that.
So
right?
Almost doubled.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The power of BTS, man. It's congratulations. Get it,
Jimin?
You know what I like about their fans, too? Get it, Jimin.
That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah. What I love about the BTS fans is that they're so nice. It's not like some of those other armies, like, you know, like the Swifties and the Cheerios, whatever. They're a little vicious if you like rip on them. The BTS fans are like, oh, you'll love them someday.
It's
so nice.
It's okay, pal.
We get it.
You'll come around.
They will.
All right. So we've had a lot of petty beefs in 2018. We definitely did.
Yes, but according to all of the social media from celebrities, they are over the pettiness.
Yeah.
It's a new year. Less drama. Come on, let's unite. Let's become together.
You'd think so, right?
Yes,
except for we're 4 days into 2019, and we have a new beef between musicians, and it's about hair.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so did you guys see Usher's new hairstyle by chance?
It's pretty nice.
Pretty cool.
Man.
So if you guys haven't seen it, let me explain. Basically, on New Year's Eve, he stepped out with this comb over look that looks very like 50s, 60s style, very Elvis, I would say, except
like
for
straight
has,
hair.
Yeah,
I was going to say very Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
they're all trying to be Bruno.
Yeah, and then he has like this cool fade on the side.
Like pompadour on top.
Yeah, basically, I didn't know this, but the style is called the hair and fleek style.
Nice.
People are raving over Usher's new look, but rapper Young Jock is calling Usher out saying, okay,
whoa,
look,
he's never going to come back from this one. Young Jock's going after him.
He said he first debuted this hairstyle years ago. He even posted like a side-by-side of him rocking it versus Usher, and he's mad because when he rocked it, apparently people gave him a hard time saying like that's not cool, whatever, and he's like, this isn't fair. I'm annoyed. Now Usher's rocking it. Everyone is on board, and here's him kind of ranting about it.
You or Usher? Who wears it better?
Here's the whole thing of he just doing it. He's got to get into it. You know, I didn't just wear it one way. I wore it like 88 different ways. You see what I'm saying? So until he gets into that whole idea of just trying to swoop it to the left, swoop it to the right. Hold on, take a thing to the back, drop it to the front.
Crisscross! Crisscross! Reverse.
Everybody clap your hands.
Aqua net.
Yeah. So 2019 is off to a great start.
If this dude had 88 different pictures of that hairstyle, that would be amazing. You were like, yeah, right. Improve it. Yeah. It's like Instagram store, just swipe. Wow.
We have a picture of Usher's new hairdo at 97.1 Amp Radio in our stories. And it also looks a lot like Frankie J. In general. Check it out. We have a picture of both at 97.1 Amp Radio in our story. So I'm glad that the pettiness is over and was left behind in 2018.
Just getting started.
You know what? If they're serious about it, they should make a diss track. That's how we do things around here. I don't need your Instagram videos on TMZ. Come on, let's write a track about it.
Diss track video, but you can't see any part of their face except their hair.
You just got to rip each other's pompadour hairstyle.
I love it. Make it happen. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chels. Also, if I'm going to remember this, you can win an Instagram 10 times a day on 97.1 Amp Radio. Your next chance at winning $1,000 coming up at 7:10 this morning. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Big shout out to all the Chargers fans playing against the Ravens in the NFL Wild Card Round. It's going down Sunday, January 6th at 10:05 in the morning. And then the LA Rams, they don't play till next weekend, January 12th at around 5 p.m. And it could be, is it Seattle or Cowboys, bro?
It's going to be the highest seeded NFC team left. Yeah. So it really depends on who wins versus in the two NFC wildcard games out here. But it could be Seattle. They're one of the lowest seeds. That actually would not be a good matchup for the Rams. I think that let's be honest. The Rams are just going to depend on how healthy they are. If Todd Gurley's 100%, we're all right.
Yeah, it's going to be good, though, man. Both LA teams in it to win it, though. Get it. Big shout out to all you that watched Netflix Bird Box going wild. Listen, we said it yesterday later on in the show, but Netflix rarely tells people how many people viewed anything.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it very close to the chest. For whatever reason, I don't know. But they did release the fact that 45 million account holders watched Bird Box. And that's account holders. Imagine how many people use your account.
And that was just in like 10 days too, you know?
Right.
How many exes use your account? Just think about that for a second.
Right.
I changed my password, so.
Tell him, Chelsea. Show him.
I feel like I owe it to all my exes and like my family to leave my passwords open still because I stole from them for years. Like Wi-Fi. I leave my Wi-Fi open at my house just in case someone needs to use it because I used to steal Wi-Fi for so long. It's karma coming back around.
Yeah.
So because the movie's so huge, hardcore fans, I like that they're hardcore fans and it's been out for like 2 weeks, have discovered where the house is. The house where they're chilling, Sandra Bullock is, and they're blindfolded
in the situation.
You know what that is? That's like a PA gave it away. You know, PA on the show definitely like spilled the beans on that one. 100%.
Explain PA for those that don't know.
A PA, like a production assistant.
Right,
so kind of like the lowest, the lowest in the totem pole that works in production. He was took his friends there. He's like, I gotta take you to the house.
Or the homeowners who own it were like, yeah, they shot Bird Box here, not knowing it's going to be that big a smash. I saw it. I don't get why everyone is flocking to this house. There are millions of better movies and better places I'd go to think it was cool. It's just random what things really latch on, like the Bird Box challenge, everyone putting blindfolds on themselves and stuff. It's strange because it's not a great movie.
So, wow, all right.
Okay.
It's okay.
Wow, he said it.
Before I tell you what city here in SoCal the Bird Box home is actually in, I don't know, man. The homeowner's saying, like, it's fine. Everybody's been respectful. We love it. It's all good.
Are they charging?
No, they're not charging. But remember what happened to the house from Breaking Bad? That was out of New Mexico, I believe.
Pizza on the roof. Everyone would go get that photo, just chucking a large pizza on the roof.
There is a scene where the pizza gets chucked in Breaking Bad. The pizza gets chucked on the top of the roof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so people would go see the house, and they would chuck pizzas on
the
roof.
That's awful.
And take pictures to get them likes. So anyways, it's in Monrovia, California.
Here's the address. Be respectful.
The address is... No, we wouldn't do that. Monrovia is like 4 blocks, bro. They're going to find it.
I mean, Monrovia,
it's off the 210 freeway.
Monrovia as a city is probably like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is boosting the economy. The homeowner's like, can we get like some kickbacks? City Hall, what's up?
So there you go. Check it out. I'm sure you can find it on social media at some point if you hashtag the actual address. And it sounds like the owner's all in. They're like, you know what? Everybody's being, quote, very polite. And we're fine with it.
Well, that's good.
Until they heard this.
The house is beautiful, though. I'll say that. Like, and now my girlfriend's a real estate agent. And so now when we watch stuff, we're both like, oh, I love what they're doing with those those sliding doors.
You turned it into HGTV.
There's like doors. People like dying in. I haven't seen it yet, but are there people like dying in the house?
Someone
like,
flies through a stained glass window. And I'm like, oh my God, that was probably antique. Yeah. Hey, oh my God.
There you go. So coming up next, we have the Ant Mini Mix for you. But right about now, your chance to win $1,000.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, if you've ever tried to help your child or little kid with their homework, especially when it comes to math, you really look for any type of help you can get.
I mean, I used to tutor kids. I tutor kids at the Boys and Girls Club of Hollywood, and all they have is math homework. And I have to Google things like the associative property, and I read it, and I still don't know what it means.
No, it's legit, man. I have nephews, and their mom is constantly on YouTube trying to figure out how to do long division and fractions, all the above.
Oh, long division is that's an afternoon, man. To do it by hand?
That's why it's called long division.
Oh, my God.
Those things just leave. Like, they do not stick in
right.
your brain.
Carrying numbers. I remember telling my teachers, like, there's no way I'm going to have to remember all this. There's going to be computers to do it. I was so right.
Well, you're right, Brian. You predicted the future, bro. Not only is there computers to do it, but Alexa does it. Google Home does it. But here's a question for you that are parenting children. I haven't gone around to that just yet. My daughter's only 2 years of age. But this video has gone viral of a mother that catches her 6-year-old son doing his math homework by asking Alexa for all the answers. And she's so funny because she rolls up on him like from behind. She's 24 years of age. He's 6. And my man is just chilling at the kitchen table, just rocking out. He's like, man, I'm going to finish my homework so fast. Going to get back to Nickelodeon or whatever it is I'm going to watch. We're going to be good. And this is audio from that video when Mama catches him. Check this out.
Alexa, what 5 minus 3?
5 minus 3 equals 2.
What?
Boy, don't want to mess with that, mom. Yeah. She's tough.
He's
tough.
Awesome. 5 minus 3 equals 2.
Boy.
The caption of the tweet was like, LOL, should have whooped him now or later. Like, you can tell it in her voice. She's like, this isn't going to work.
What do you do in that situation? Do you, get your child in trouble, or do you applaud them for being like, yo, man, you're smart. You're using all the tools that are offered to you in this world to succeed.
Well, if it was a little bit harder of a question, like, I feel like she should know the answer to that, right? Well, come on. You don't want to, if you're going to cheat,
well, the child,
cheat and the hard questions.
The child is 6. It might be hard to know what 5 minus 2 is.
They wrestle with that subtraction and addition for a long time. I mean, it's funny thing is when you're working with little kids and they start counting them on their fingers and they run.
Count on my fingers.
The first time a kid runs out of fingers for a problem and they cause like 11 or something and they hit 10 and they look at you with this panic look. Aww. Like, I'm out of fingers!
I gotta go to the toes!
Oh, God!
I never learned how to do this, but there are some people, I think it's for multiplying the number 9.
Yeah, you do one of the fingers like that and you go, you like go 7 times 9 and you count to 7 and you're like 63.
With your fingers. You count with your fingers and then somehow that gives you your answer. It's really weird. And for those of you that know how to do it, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm showing you right here, Edgar.
You're
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 63 when you hit your 7.
It just looks like you're throwing gang signs, bro.
I look like I'm throwing gang signs. That's a compliment.
No problem, bro. You got street cred. So we're going to catch up with our very own Alexa and find out if this happens a lot, what's going on with kids using her to, do their homework and whatnot.
So let's do it. We got Alexa out. She's got a little bit of an attitude generally because she's not a big fan of working for free for us. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about kids asking you to help them or do their homework?
I got to be honest. As much as I hate answering useless questions for people all day, I love the fact that this kid was a problem solver. Aww. Some people call it cheating. I call it using the resources that you have at your disposal to get ahead. Now, don't get me wrong, kids. I am not telling you that you should all cheat and ask me your homework questions. I am telling you that you should not get caught if you do. Be sneaky, kids.
Oh, wow.
I got your back.
There we go.
Wow. I remember one time I got caught cheating in Spanish class, believe it or not. Probably why I'm not that great at Spanish.
Cheating on your boyfriend?
But I remember that I like wrote on a piece of paper and put it underneath my seat. Like, I was sitting on it, and obviously my teacher saw, and she's like, hey, Chelsea, do you mind standing up right now in the middle of the class?
Like, yeah, I do mind that, actually. I got a knee problem.
Yeah, and that happened, and it was really embarrassing.
Was it like a vocab word? or what was it?
I don't remember, man. It was in, I want to say it was either in high school or middle school. I can't remember, but yeah. It was not, yeah, it was definitely a pretty embarrassing moment.
Technology is a real thing for, like, you know, every age group now, because all the kids have iPhones and stuff, and you can have these tiny little earbuds, like these ear, you can have one in your earpiece and just be like, hey, Siri, I need to know what the Pythagorean theorem is.
And Siri would be right there helping you out, right?
Siri would be like, I don't know, man. Ask Alexa.
Listen, maybe technology, I know technology can help you out with apps and trying to help you find love, but the best way is to do it through our hookup hotline. That's coming up next. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio, and you are in over an hour of commercial-free music and good times. And if you tune in to another radio station.
Boy.
Gotta say.
Is that a threat?
Just gotta say.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
You're in over an hour commercial-free music and good times. Sounds like something you would see written in a bathroom stall. Good times.
An hour of good times. That's a lot of good times.
Wow, okay.
I don't know if I'm calling that number. I don't have the kind of time for good times on that stall wall.
Chelsea.
All right. Chelsea's like, is it an international phone number?
She likes international men.
Okay.
All right, Familia. Quick question for you. The first Sunday of the year, according to these statistics, sees a huge jump in this one thing, and it's not gym memberships.
Well, it's...
First Sunday of the year.
Church? Yeah.
All right, Chelsea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was going to go one day of the year, it'd be probably the first one.
Or on a Sunday.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers. Whatever church is open, I'll go. I don't know. Health food supplements.
All right, cool. So it's actually a 42% increase on swiping right on dating apps.
Yeah, you
gotta, that's funny. Gotta why get that Sunday?
You gotta get that year kicked off.
The first Sunday. I don't know why it's on that first Sunday. And this weekend, you know, it's gonna be kind of rainy and a little cold. So you're like, yo, I need somebody to cuddle with. Right. I need my organic blanket.
You know, funny. I noticed over break, over like Christmas break, the last few weeks, it was overactive on my dating apps.
Get it, Chelsea?
So people, you know, people just had like extra time in their hands, which I thought was funny.
But none of them worked out because none of them agreed to over an hour of good times.
I mean, hey, you can't hang, you can't
hang. It's like they look at their phone and like, Jesus, take the wheel. Just swipe for me.
Coming up next, we have the hookup hotline. We're trying to help you find love. Apparently, everybody's looking for it. So, unless you're married, don't look for it. You got it already.
It's a real bad move. Wives, wives frown upon husbands looking for love on Sundays.
Let's not do that.
877-971 hits number to call if you want a speed date live on the radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Not only are we hooking you up with $1,000 every hour from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., but we're also hooking you up with a chance to find love on this new year.
Which is more important than the money.
2019, the year to find love.
Love, yeah.
I was trying to find something that rhymed and there was nothing.
Well, you can write something with finding, but we don't want to get
there. Yeah, we don't want to get there. Let me introduce you to our two listeners. We have Sean, age 28, from Fullerton. Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Sean's
solid.
Here.
That new year enthusiasm. I love it. We also got Justine, age 26, from Costa Mesa. What up, Justine?
Hi.
Okay.
So this is basically like speed dating live on the air. You're going to have 97.1 seconds to get to know each other.
Yeah, ask each other whatever you want and get to it, right, Briggs?
Yeah, get weird. That's right. And then at the end, you can decide if you want to hook up or hang up.
All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Justine.
Hi.
How you doing? What do you look like? I'm good.
I'm short, 5'2", short hair, brown eyes, little curvy. What about you?
Cool. I'm 6'1", blue eyes, about 200, 195. What do you do?
I'm an office manager. How about you?
All right. Cool. I bartend. How many people do you sleep with, men and or women, in 2018?
Whoa.
TMI.
That would be two.
Okay.
Wait, do we get a clarification, men or women?
Respectable.
Okay, I'm not judging. Just want to know. What do you like to do? You would like to party, movies, beach? What do you like?
Jeez. I love the beach. I love cooking, and I'm in a social soccer league. How about you?
Oh, cool.
I do. I used to play some football. I still play flag football and stuff in a league. Like volleyball, like hiking, water, and snow skiing.
Are you reading off something, Sean? Your resume?
Wait, I think I need to go back and find out his answer for how many people you slept with in 2018.
My number? 5.
Men or women?
if we hook up, we'll get into that.
Whoa! So there's a guy in there.
Time's up!
Sean really took the whole speed dating.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I feel like
that's
game
the first word, speed.
Whoa.
All right, guys. So now you have to decide if you want to hook up or hang up based on the conversation you guys had that was very deep and not superficial at all. Sean, you're going to be on hold, and okay. We're going to get Justine's answer first, and you won't be able to hear it. So that way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
Justine, do you see yourself hanging out with Sean? Hook up or hang up?
I think it's worth a first date at least.
Wow.
See how it goes.
You are a nicer woman than I am.
In other words, the struggle is real.
Yeah. Taking chances this year. Mm-hmm. It's only one date, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Hang tight. We're going to get Sean's answer. You won't be able to hear it, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
Sean?
Yeah.
You don't need to talk as fast right now. We're cool. We're not speed dating anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are your thoughts on Justine?
She sounds very cool. I dig short girls. I like short girls. She sounds adorable. I'm for a hookup if she is.
All right, that was easy.
Okay. There we go. Well,
let me get her back on the line. Justine, Sean?
Yeah?
Congratulations. You both decided to hook up.
Hello.
Sparks are flying.
God, I feel the chemistry. Mm-hmm. Palpable.
Hey, you never know. We never know. This is always an awkward setting, throwing people on the radio to talk to each other for 97 seconds.
Chelsea feels the chemistry. I feel the thirst.
I don't know if I feel the chemistry.
All my best charm kicks in after 5 minutes.
I honestly feel uncomfortable that I know how many people each of you slept with this last year. It's kind of a weird vibe.
That was a weird thing to reveal on the radio.
I feel like the rule is you got to multiply women's by three and divide dudes by three.
You're so true. You're so
very
right.
True. Very true. All right, guys. If it's okay with you, we would love to check in on Monday around this time to see what happens over the weekend. Are you guys cool with that?
Yeah, sure.
We'll get you guys each other's contact info off the air and wish you all the best.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Good times. Continue. Commercial-free music for over an hour right now on 97.1 Amp Radio. And also coming up at 8:10, your chance at $1,000.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Happy Friday. Good morning on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial-free Mondays. Also home of the Instagram. Hooking up with $1,000 10 times a day, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. How good would it feel for your checking account right now to win $1,000 with all them holiday shopping you did? Coming up at 8:10, your next chance to win $1,000, all right? And off the air, we're coming off the hookup hotline where two listeners hit it off. Chelsea's like, hey, guess what, guys? This Sunday, I'm meeting up with an Australian hottie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's coming into town just for a layover.
Pretty casual.
No pun intended.
Laid over.
No, Brian.
Is that not what it is?
Oh, my gosh.
So, Chels, coming up next, it sounds like we have our very first Love Radio Novela of 2019.
That's right. Kicking it off early.
Don't even go there.
Chelsea, you know Brian and I wouldn't.
It is not. Oh, my God.
If we started off this early, your roster is going to be packed by the end of 2019.
How long will the layover be for? Is there history between Chelsea and the Australian hottie? We'll find out a continuación. Next.
He's looking at his notes.
I was looking at my notes. He sent me stuff. I almost said the name of the thing.
Oh my gosh.
Whoops.
You guys are dramatic.
We'll find out next. We're not going to be over.
Lo siento, everybody.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It looks like we have the very first Love Radio Novela for Chelsea of the year, everybody.
I can't believe you guys are doing this.
Right out the gates.
Oh,
Chelsea,
strong.
You know this. Any time a man comes into your life in any type of romantic capacity, we have to. The people asks us
do
a Radio Novela.
Like that,
I mean, the power to stop this whole segment is in your hands. You just got to get a boyfriend. So, I mean, you can stop it whenever you want to. Until then. Whoops.
Or just don't trust us to keep any secrets.
Right? I mean, that's what I'm learning very quickly.
Chelsea, a little bit right after our hookup hotline that we just had said, oh, guys, guess what? By the way, I'm meeting up with this Australian guy on Sunday that's here for a layover. Woo-wee!
Ooh.
Therefore, our very first Radio Novela of the year. And by the way, we are live on Instagram right now. So you can see Chelsea glowing and blushing. My. It's so cute.
Blushing and annoyed are very similar for Chelsea.
At 97.1. Amp Radio. All right, here it goes. That is our Instagram account at 97.1 Amp Radio. Here it is. The title of this radio novela is as follows. Bienvenidos.
Welcome.
Good job.
I nailed that one.
A la radio novela de Chelsea.
To the radio love story of Chelsea.
La escala de Chelsea.
He doesn't know yet. He's
con el trueno de allá abajo.
What was that, Bri?
Layover with the Thunder from Down Under.
I'm dying.
Yes, so good.
Okay.
La escala de Chelsea con el trueno de allá abajo.
What did you just? You just made a motion that made
abajo.
Me feel ill.
Abajo, down under. The thunder from down under.
El trueno.
Oh my gosh, you guys,
el trueno.
Don't do that.
So Chelsea, tell us a little bit more about this guy. We know he's Australian. You love international men.
Bing.
Is there any history with this guy?
Yeah, we actually used to date a couple years ago.
Oh, there we go. So it is a laid over.
So where does he currently live?
So he currently lives in Michigan.
Oh, so you were dating Australians when you were in Michigan?
No, he used to live in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he moved back there because he's like, she's going to end up here someday, maybe.
White
picket fence.
He lives in Michigan. For the holiday break, you went back home to Michigan to visit your parents.
I did do that. Mm-hmm.
Did you see him in any way, shape, or form during the holiday break? El trueno de allá abajo.
With the thunder from down under.
I did.
Oh! Wait.
What?
Did sparks fly? Did any hooking up happen? Did any...
That was very direct.
Well, let's just get to it. Was there any...
Trenos.
Sultry behavior?
Well, define hooking up.
So, yes, there was something.
So, Chelsea, give us a little bit of context. What's going on? How long is he going to be here for? Is it for over an hour? Less than an hour?
You guys, like, just he's going to give you a high five from the international terminal?
If it was less than an hour, would it be worth it? To be honest, for a second.
Please do not ask that question to my wife.
He'll be in L.A. for about 5 hours.
5 hours?
So we're just meeting for just a brunch in Manhattan Beach.
All right.
It'll be...
What if he misses his flight, then... He's going to be just at your house.
Well, that's not my problem.
So, listen, you guys, you have history with him.
Mm-hmm.
You guys met up over the holiday break. Is this going somewhere?
Look,
like romantically speaking?
2019, I'm focused on me, myself, and I, and work. So,
she said
yes.
She said yes.
I mean, he's focused on 5 hours of who know what.
Oh my God.
Turned down for brunch.
What will happen at LAX off of Sepulveda? Will he grab a 5 hour energy drink at the 7-Eleven before he goes to In-N-Out?
Too much.
Speaking of In-N-Out,
laid-overs.
Are we speaking about it?
Monday, tune in at 8:12 in the morning. A las 8:12, 97.1 Amp Radio, commercial free. What will happen with Chelsea y el trueno de allá abajo?
Layover with the thunder from down under.
97.1
Amp Radio, commercial free Mondays.
Brian's got some hilarious but useless Yelp reviews. Can't wait for these, man. I missed them, bro.
Well, it's the funny thing about New Year's Eve, right? There's so many expectations.
Mm.
Everybody's fired up. Everybody expects their New Year's to be like...
the best ever.
Yeah, just this fantasy time. And then you go through New Year's and you're like, that wasn't anything.
Well, also, I feel like it's like, well, this is going to depend on how my year goes. You put so much weight on it. Like, this is going to show everything. Like, this is going to be the best New Year's ever.
You take hours shopping and choosing that perfect outfit and what you're going to wear and look like. It's all, you put a lot into it, bro. Mm-hmm.
I mean, women look at those heels and they're like, these are comfortable now, but do I have to walk and carry these later?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I went through and I found off Yelp just random Yelp reviews of people ripping various businesses for why their night was ruined. And it really generally has nothing to do with the business. They're mainly idiots who just venting.
So they're blaming the venue of their New Year's Eve.
Venue, business of any kind.
Okay, okay.
They are mad at them firing off specifically at this business because they ruined their New Year's Eve.
So all right, cool.
These are the most useless Yelp reviews I found of people who are angry at business for Christmas Eve. I mean, New Year's Eve. Christmas, too, probably. Well, if you're turning up on Christmas Eve, you're the kind of person I want to hang out with.
Grinch.
You guys completely ruined my New Year's Eve date with my girlfriend. I had a romantic night planned out. When I called you for pizza, you told me you couldn't deliver in my area due to the high volume of orders. Because of that, my night was ruined.
Wow.
Absolutely ruined.
Drama.
I couldn't propose to her.
Over pizza? I mean...
Hold on.
Maybe she loves pizza.
My plan was that I was going to put the ring in the center of the pizza box.
Oh my gosh, it's such a good idea with the little table that comes inside, the miniature table inside
right?
the box.
Edgar gets where this guy's head is at.
Yeah, I see it.
The plan was she was going to open the box, find her favorite jalapeno and pepperoni pizza, and a forever with me. I hate you.
That's wow. The one. You should have just put a jalapeno on it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, isn't there a Beyonce song about that? If you like it better, put a jalapeno on it.
It's exactly what it says. With J Balvin.
I want my fake ID back from you jerks.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
That thing cost me a lot of money because it was really good, and your big dumb bouncer took it from me on New Year's Eve.
Echo Park has the best, by the way.
Fake IDs. You know, hypothetically, not that we've ever looked.
Vallarta.
If you trade me back for it, for something, I will change its review to 5 stars.
Okay.
Your move!
Your move. It's like a Western standoff.
They are standing in the street. I want my fake back. I remember one time my little brother was trying to get into a bar when he was 19, and he was right behind me. I was going to the bar. Then the bouncer was like, hey, where'd that guy go? And I'm like, he was right
just
here.
Ran.
He just took off,
yeah,
man. Heady
move.
Play, veteran. I threw up at your bar.
Wow.
Can I get a refund for all the food and drink that I paid for before that?
Oh, come on.
I feel like I tried to return it to you. My body was returning it to you. I'd also take an exchange for another night, like a gift card. Email me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Here we go. We got one more.
All right.
I will never come to this club again. There should be a warning that they will be playing loud music.
Warning.
It's a club.
Warning.
That's what I'm thinking. Here's my impression of how the night sounded.
How did he actually write that out?
Well, you'll hear in a second. It's spelled the same way as this next sentence. Then I looked around, and it was just like douche, 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 douche. This place had so much douche and douche, it should have been called Club Summer's Eve. I hate you.
Wow.
A lot of strut.
Useless.
I appreciate the joke thrown in at the end.
Yeah.
Yelp reviews blaming it on businesses for their terrible New Year's Eve.
Too much douche on New Year's Eve, apparently. It's fair.
Thank you so much, man. Those were very enlightening. Starting off the year in a positive manner right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Think fast. What would you use $1,000 for right now? Chelsea?
Juices at Airmont. We were just talking about juices. I don't know.
How expensive are those juices,
expensive, man?
Yo, those are expensive.
Juice cleanse for 2019. Who am I kidding? I couldn't do that.
It is expensive, though. Those juices, they're like $8 each, man. What about you, Ryan?
Oh, easy. Plane tickets, Cabo San Lucas.
Oh,
resort.
Nice.
Your answer is so much better than mine.
You know what I do?
Juices.
You give me $1,000 right now, I'm putting my vegan diet on hold until I get back from an all-inclusive resort. I may or may not take my girlfriend. I may just lay on a beach and eat all the food they got.
Are you sure you don't want to take that back real quick? She may be listening.
Dude, right now I haven't eaten meat in 3 days. It's not about a relationship with anything other than carne asada. That's all I want.
Carne asada tacos, mal pastor, and fish tacos. Let's
bring
go.
All of it.
You guys know.
Mal pastor sounds so good right now.
Right?
Mm.
Mine's
sorry,
just
Bri.
Knock it off.
Diapers and wipes. With another baby on the way, I would stock up. Whatever you want to use $1,000 for is up to you. Just know this, 10 times a day we're hooking you up with an Instagram. Yes, $1,000 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every hour. And your next chance to win is at 9:10.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
So the big controversial story of the day, Kevin Hart may be hosting the Oscars after all.
Okay.
And Ellen DeGeneres is actually the one who's helping him try to get his gig back. Apparently he's appearing on her show today. And a teaser clip surfaced online yesterday where Ellen basically says she actually called the Academy to ask them to give Kevin his job back.
So I called the Academy today because I really want you to host the Oscars. I said, Kevin's on. I have no idea if he wants to come back and host, but what are your thoughts? And they were like, oh, my God, we want him to host. We feel like that maybe he misunderstood or it was handled wrong or maybe we said the wrong thing. But whatever we can do, we would be thrilled. And he should host the Oscars.
Well, and that's the interesting thing is because they just wanted Kevin to apologize. And he did. And he did again in this interview. And here's him kind of even explaining his side of the story even more.
Openly, I say I'm wrong for my past words. I know that. In this case, it's tough for me because it was an attack. This wasn't an accident. It wasn't a coincidence that the day after I received the job, tweets just somehow manifested from 2008. That's an attack on my character to end me. This was to destroy me.
And what he means by destroy me, meaning himself, is like his partnerships with movie studios, any type of brand that would ever want to work with him. Like, stuff like this straight up ends careers. And, you know, these tweets came up about 10 years ago is when he did these kinds of jokes, homophobic jokes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, I've repeatedly apologized and even said, even further, I've changed my comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't use those kinds of jokes anymore. I admit it. You know, I was a comedian trying to come up, trying to go for low fruit, and it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I've proven that I'm sorry by not doing that kind of comedy anymore. And then Alan also kind of said some more in the sense of like, listen, it's just a small group of people on the internet that are being really loud going mm-hmm. against you, calling you homophobic and so on and so forth. But the majority of us know that that's not you, and we want you to host. And it's so interesting because now Alan's getting all kinds of heat.
Of course.
From this, because like, yo, how are you, you know, being a gay woman, like supporting this kind of situation? And like, where's the forgiveness and the tolerance, though, and all mm-hmm. that? You know?
She kind of, I mean, she buried herself by giving a qualifier of, I'm gay. So that immediately kind of assumes a position of speaking for everybody. Here's what Kevin Hart's problem is, in my opinion. He never really apologized. He kind of did. He said he's sorry for the words. He's sorry the words hurt. I'm a different person. Prove it. What have mm-hmm. you done to educate yourself about homophobia, about those words? And those jokes are brutally unfunny. Not only are they homophobic, I can't even tell how he's a professional comedian. That's how bad they are back then.
Right.
I know he's funny. I know he's got a huge fan base. My thing would be, when it comes to homophobia, you have people who live that every day, and it hurts them.
You have people that die from suicide sure. because of the homophobia and the attacks.
Mm-hmm. Or for a lot of transgender folks, like that's mm-hmm. some of the highest victimized populations are transgender folks. So instead of just saying, I stepped down because I didn't want the Oscars to be about me, I apologize for those words. I apologize for the words hurt. What have you done to educate yourself on just how devastating homophobia is? And instead of apologizing, Kevin, why don't you educate other comedians who are going for that low-hanging mm-hmm. fruit on just how impactful those words are? I haven't seen him done that. So to me, it's just still like, I'm sorry, I apologize already. I'll host the Oscars if you want. It just seems like nothing's changed for
me. Well, it's annoying, too, because I feel like he was just being stubborn. Like, at the end of the day, like right. you said, Brian, just do it. Apologize. Mm-hmm. Like, and be sincere and be genuine about it. And he just basically instead was like, I've already apologized. I'm tapping out. But at the end of the day, the Oscars, they still haven't replaced him, you know? Mm-hmm. And in this clip that of Ellen and Kevin and during the interview, it kind of, you know, he doesn't in the end say what he's going to do, but they're basically setting it up where Ellen is, you know, she's giving a last plug and she's saying, look, we want you to host. And here's that clip.
I think it's perfect that all this happened because there has to be a conversation about homophobia. Whatever they did and whoever's trying to hurt you, it brought up you reminding people that you're a bigger person. You know, as a gay person, as someone who actually...
What?
Yes. I'm so sorry to break this to you.
Too soon.
You have grown. You have apologized. You're apologizing again right now. Don't let those people win. Host the Oscars.
We would love to hear what your thoughts are on this. Should Kevin Hart host the Oscars? After all, 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. Can't wait to hear your response.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Happy Friday, and we're trying to make it even better by hooking up with $1,000, your chance to win that Insta Grand. Coming up next in less than 4 minutes, $1,000 every hour, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. here on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea catching up with you. Should Kevin Hart host the Oscars? After all, today, Ellen did an interview with Kevin Hart, and today it's going to fully air, but it's basically, you know, him apologizing for homophobic jokes that were not funny at all from 10 years ago. He stepped down from hosting the Oscars. Could he go back? Ellen DeGeneres is like saying, I vouch for you. I know you're no longer that person. Mm-hmm. You're a much better person now. You should totally host. What are your thoughts, though? 877-971-HITS. Stephanie from WeHo. Should he host?
No. He's just behaving nice because it's a good business decision. Okay? Oh, wow. But that guy is so anti-gay. It's not funny.
How do you know this for a fact?
down. He never really apologized.
That wasn't judgmental at all.
You can just feel it.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, but
he doesn't care. He has no empathy or compassion for these people. He doesn't. He's just seeing dollar signs and more fame for himself. So no.
I mean, one thing I would say is that I wouldn't say you can tell that someone's like homophobic or not homophobic. What I would say in this light is it's not enough to just apologize for the words that hurt. Be as a beacon of comedy who's like leading like a culture in a sense of comedy
and his huge platform.
Yeah, find out why it hurts and explain to people and let's like change the way. Don't just say I'm sorry. Say I'm sorry because I understand that these words have impact and I don't want that negative impact on the people who think I'm funny.
What I think is interesting, if he does end up hosting the Oscars, to see what he does with that platform and how does he educate. You know, does he use that platform to show the world what he's learned? And I don't know. I think that'll be interesting.
Stephanie, thank you for calling in. Appreciate your perspective.
Sure.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Rebecca from San Pedro. Good morning.
Hi.
Our favorite fish market is there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Because it was Rebecca that actually built it, by the way. Rebecca, should Kevin Hart host the Oscars in your perspective?
I think he should. I think what the other guy was saying about that he hasn't proved he's sorry by going and educating himself, I understand that. But look how many years ago people were wrongly using the expression mentally challenged as a joke.
Sure.
And when someone says they're sorry, did they go into mental institutions or special ed places and apologize and educate themselves? Sometimes people say really inappropriate things, but acknowledging what you said was wrong and moving on for it, I don't think someone should have to pay 10 years later and constantly be reminded what they said was wrong.
I agree with that. My mom actually did make us do that when we were kids. Yeah. Like, my little brother kept using the R word and being, like, super explicit about it, and then we went and volunteered at, like, in the class, special ed class. My mom was like, don't use remarks that are disparaging on anybody because these kids are just kids. So, but I agree with you. 10 years is a long time to grow. You can change. Also, I love Kevin Hart. I think he'd be great. Mm-hmm. I just also think he's got the platform right now to truly show people why those words are bad.
Rebecca, I love what you said about the 10 years, right? It's like, how long should you punish somebody for a mistake they made?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is that? And who's to say that's how many years you deserve of punishment, right? Mm-hmm. Furthermore, that it's like, I think a lot of times the same people that are wanting inclusiveness, wanting tolerance and forgiveness and love are also, you know, are the ones judging people at the same time. So it's like, if we're truly about forgiveness and love and let's move forward and unite, then why are we crucifying somebody for something they did 10 years ago to this extent, you know? If they truly have changed, of course. Mm-hmm. So Rebecca, thank you for bringing up that point. Love you and have a great weekend.
You guys too.
Bye. Thank you so much. Coming up next, we'll go and read off some of your texts that are coming in at 877-971-HITS. Brian, what you getting over there?
We got a lot of texts, a lot of opinions about them. They're all surprisingly very well written. That doesn't always happen on the text line. So good work
for
you guys texters today. From the 812, we got, hi, I'm an African-American trans woman speaking only for myself. I think Kevin should host the awards. Mm-hmm. I totally understand him not wanting to go overboard apologizing because his life and his comedy back in his 10 years ago homophobic comedy club days, I think he's changed now. I do think that Ellen made a good point, which said this is an opportunity for him to educate others. Mm. Not just about the consequences for you saying those words, as in not hosting, but the consequences those words have when other people hear them. Make sure that you make it clear how you've learned when you educate others. Hopefully, in the end, this controversy will humble him. We can all learn and move forward, and he can go ahead and host the show. But come on, Kevin, stop being a meathead.
That was beautifully written. You're right.
That was awesome.
Wow. She nailed it.
Amen to that. Kristen from Culver City, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy New Year, Kristen.
Yeah, thanks to you. Have you made any poor decisions yet?
every single day. Varying on a scale.
So is Kevin Hart, you know?
Yeah.
I hear, you know, both sides of the stories. I hear, you know, he should host, he shouldn't host. I personally believe that he shouldn't host, one, because I'm not that big of a fan.
Got it.
But there's that.
So on the flip side, you know, as you have a platform and a stage and your voice carries throughout the country. And so if you're a fan of Kevin Hart, something you said 10 years ago, you know, might have been like, yeah, in the past, but to that one person, you know, those words could be the world. And with the suicide rate constantly spiking, do I think that Kevin Hart should be reprimanded for it 10 years later? Maybe not. Do I expect a real apology? Yeah, because I already don't like you. And
I'm, you got a lot of making up to do.
So real.
But then I'm also really shocked by Ellen's point of view of backing him up, being a female who is gay. I don't quite fully understand it, I guess.
I think it was a moment, a really big moment for a lot of people with someone like Kevin Hart, who is huge. He's a star. For two things. One, to show people you the things you said in the past, 10 years ago, you can become a different person, have a different perspective. I think what really irked me about the whole thing was that Ellen was like, it's important to talk about homophobia and why it hurts. And Kevin said, I'm sorry, that's not the person. I'm sorry my words hurt you. Well, how about this, Ellen and Kevin? Let's take it a step further. Let's talk about why those comments hurt people from the LGBT community. Why it would matter if maybe a 13-year-old struggling with, you know, their own personal sexual identity or gender identity, why them hearing something that Kevin Hart thought could put a 13-year-old over the edge. I feel like they just hit the surface. It's like, we're all sorry. Kevin's a good person. I still want him to host.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't seen the whole interview yet, and that comes out today. So we can only hope that those questions get answered in the interview, you know, and then we can kind of make that decision for ourselves.
And just to wrap this up, I know that you're shocked, like some people also shocked, that Ellen is backing Kevin Hart, but Ellen finishes all her shows with saying something along the lines of, like, be kind to others, right? And absolutely. In kindness comes forgiveness, I would assume. And
that's
loving
true.
And moving forward and educating each other. So I don't think we should crucify Ellen for being there for a friend and really saying, hey, I preach to be kind. Let's forgive each other. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's genuinely apologizing, genuinely sorry for what they did. So
absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love you and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Bye. Make wise choices.
Amen to that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, we got the dopest moment award of the show, and it's got to go to our little sis, Chelsea.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Coming in strong in 2019, already opened up about her first big date of 2019,
and I did it off
guys.
The air, by that the way. I didn't know it was going to make it on the air.
Well, I mean, I think it took year two. You can't figure out that as soon as you say something, we're going to be like, oh, wait, whoa, hold on. That's coming up next.
Scratch the other thing we're going to talk about. Chelsea's love life is coming up next.
We should just make that as like a button we can hit. Like, what? Stop what we were going to do. Chelsea was talking in the studio. That's next.
So this guy, no surprise to anybody, is also an international man. He's an Australian hottie that's flying into LA this Sunday for a layover. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened early on the show when we were talking about it. For the holiday break, you went back home to Michigan to visit your parents.
I did do that.
Did you see him in any way, shape, or form during the holiday break? El trueno de allá abajo.
With the thunder from down under.
I did.
Did sparks fly? Did any hooking up happen? Did any?
That was very direct.
Well, define hooking up.
So yes, there was something.
He'll be in LA for about 5 hours. We're meeting for just a brunch in Manhattan Beach.
Is this going somewhere? Like romantically speaking?
2019. I'm focused on me, myself, and I. And work. So
she said
one
yes.
Day at a time.
She said yes.
I mean, he's focused on 5 hours of who know what.
Oh my God.
What will happen at LAX off of Sepulveda? Will he grab a 5 hour energy drink at the 7-Eleven before he goes to In-N-Out?
Too much.
Portugal.
Wait, Brian, how's your Aussie accent? Because I'm most excited that maybe this will get rid of you trying to do my ex-boyfriend who is Scottish.
Chelsea.
You that accent.
I love Kieran. I want you back, Chelsea.
No. I don't like Kieran for what he did to you, but I do like his accent the best.
Wait, do your Aussie one. What's this
it's
guy?
It's so hard to switch once you do the Scottish to anything else. Like,
yeah, well.
Put another shrimp on the ball, babe.
Okay, that was awful.
Chelsea. Look out. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea, let's hit the beach. Chelsea.
It just sounds like.
I've got 5 hours, Chelsea.
That sounds like two of your exes mixed in one.
Bad. I'm going to have nightmares.
Someday you're just going to date an American dude and it'll be real easy for me to do that one.
Boring, though.
Hey, dude.
Oh, man.
Boring.
Kick into America's junk right there.
Oh, wow. All right, familia. So tune in Monday around 8:15. We'll have an update on that. Radio Novela. from El Trueno de Allá Abajo.
The Leo with the thunder from down under.
Shout out to the Tullys. Thank you so much for tuning in. They're on their way to Laguna Beach right now. They just texted
quite
in.
Quite the transition.
Yeah. Well, I just got the text. I want to get the shout out before we roll out, you know?
I was like, I'm going to have to, look, what's the last name you just said?
Tullys.
I was like, what? Down under? Are we still doing the novella here?
What does that mean?
Coming up next, we have Crystal B taking over. Yes, your thesis is on vacation. Remember, familia,
must be nice.
Don't allow anything or anyone to steal your joy. Love you.
97.1
Amp. Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.